It's delightful to be able to pray on such a great day. Today's the great feast of Our Lady of Fatima, the anniversary of St. Margaret Mary Alacoque's canonization. Powerful saint, recipient of the Sacred Heart devotion. And of course, those two devotions, devotion of Sacred Heart and that of Divine Mercy, I think parallel each other. Also, the anniversary of the day that John Paul II was shot. Took a bullet, and it was a day that he said that one hand pulled the trigger, the other guided it, referring to Our Lady. And, you know, doctors who were performing life-saving surgery on him, they were perplexed. And this is the way God works. God's protection supersedes the laws of nature. When John Paul said one hand guided the bullet, it was true. That bullet, the surgeon said, missed all vital organs. Now, how did that happen? Right? It was guided by the hand of Our Lady. He took that bullet and put it in the crown of Our Blessed Mother, and you can see it in Fatima. I've actually been there, and I prayed before. So if you're in a tough situation, put your hand in the hand of the Lord and know that he's in control of all things. The trajectory of bullets, of your life, of every situation that's unfolding around you. Let's just pray, and we'll ask God for his great mercy. I'm praying today with Maggie. She is my great producer on the show. And Maggie, anything you want to pray for as we start? I know you're going to be monitoring our Twitter account, too, and people can, of course, put their intentions there, at Drew Mariani Show. Anything you want to pray for?
Yes, really important prayer today. We lifted up Meg yesterday during the chaplet. She's my sister-in-law's sister. We really need prayers for her yet. She's a mom of three little boys. She just gave birth to number three last week. Her heart was under so much stress during labor that there were ruptures, and she had a cardiac arrest, and she needed open heart surgery, and she was life flighted. It was a whole issue yesterday. She's been in and out of surgeries. Really calling on the intercession of St. Gianna Mola right now. This mom really needs to be around for her kids. The doctors are saying right now that it's hour by hour monitoring of her situation, and that her heart's operating at about 20% right now. So just asking, Lord Jesus, you are the divine physician. Please touch her with your healing.
Amen to that. Well, we'll lift her up. We'll lift up all these intentions that have come in. There's one intention. I'm going to keep it anonymous and keep it private, but a woman who's suffering great infidelity, not on her part, on the part of her spouse. And I just, my wife and I are praying for her. She wrote a long email, and I'm not going to share because she asked us to keep it, confidential. But I want to pray for anybody in a troubled marriage like that where there is infidelity. I want to pray for anyone who is ill today, battling a life-threatening ailment, anyone who's being called home. And I want to re-echo and re-articulate one last time just those intentions of our bishops. You'll find them on our Twitter page. But today's a day that we are really called to pray for the overturn of Roe v. Wade, of that Dobbs case. And I would ask you, if you have not prayed your rosary yet, pray the rosary. Father Rocky will be praying it tonight at 7. You can join him here at Relevant Radio. But pray for our judicial system, for the branches of government. Pray for the overturning of that Dobbs case, or the Roe v. Wade, I should say, for the court's final decision in Dobbs v. Jackson. Pray for the conversion of those who advocate for abortion. Pray for new commitment in this country where, life and family can be upheld and really viewed as the true foundations of a healthy and flourishing society. And finally, let's pray for Our Lady's intentions. All right, let's pray for her. Her heart aches, her immaculate heart. The children in Fatima saw it surrounded by thorns. They did harsh penances. Let's make reparation for the many offenses against the most pure one, right? The Mother of God, the Mother of Mercy. And let's pray for our country that for life, for protection. So let's lift up all of those intentions. Also, I just want to remind you, I am going on pilgrimage to Israel. I'm going to be praying at some of the most holiest sites in the world. And I'll take your intentions with me. I know not everybody can come. I totally get that. If you can make it, love to have you. You can go to relevantradio.com/holyland, and you'll get all the information, relevantradio.com/holyland. But if you can't go to relevantradio.com/Drew and send us your prayer intentions. We get millions of prayer intentions, but everyone's prayed for. I got an email from Jen, Jennifer Lee. Thank you for sending that this morning. And she is asking for prayers because after the pledge drive, we got a battery of emails. and intentions, and they go before the Blessed Sacrament. They go to the chapel. They go before the rosary. It's prayed every evening. You know, they are prayed for personally by me, by Maggie, by all of my colleagues here. Your name is taken off, so we see the intention, and that's what's prayed for. So there's anonymity there. But I'll pray for you specifically. If there's specific problems, if you're struggling financially, I pray for you where Christ multiplied the loaves and the fish, right? If you are having trouble in your marriage, I think Cain is a great place. If you want liberation, right, healing from addiction or conversion for a loved one, no better place than in Calvary, right? I'll pray for new beginnings at the tomb. I'll pray for those of you who have eye problems and mobility problems. And I'll pray for those of you thinking about coming to the Catholic Church in the upper room. I'll pray for you in all these different places where Christ worked many of these miracles. So free, no strings attached, relevantradio.com/Drew. And I'll take you on my pilgrimage in October. So you got a little bit of time to get those intentions in. And we're grateful to pray for you, and it's an honor to do so. Again, if you can join us, relevantradio.com. You can always check it out. I think it's /Holy Land. Maggie, let's pray right now. We'll begin and on this great day. This whole chapel for me is dedicated to our bishop's intentions and for an end to war, for peace, for all these intentions that we need so desperately as a people. We're in that period of God's mercy Patrick Novogoski talked about. The Lord said, before I come as a just judge, I first come as a merciful Savior. Woe to those of you who do not recognize this time of my visitation. I believe we are living in this period of mercy. Let's thank God for that. Let's take advantage of it. Let's amend our lives. Let's convert, as Our Lady said in Fatima to do. We could have averted the Second World War. We can avert all that looms in our future by responding with true conversion and love today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen.
You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O font of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us. O blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us,
I trust in you.
O blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us,
I trust in you.
O blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us,
I trust in you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and was born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell, and the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he shall come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Amen. All right, our first call today comes from Patricia, listening to us in Mankato, Minnesota. Hi, Patricia. Good afternoon.
Hi, Drew. Thank you very much for taking my call. I have a number of intentions, and I'll go quickly here. Sure. For a daughter and son-in-law who have listed their condo, so that is sold. We ask St. Joseph for that. For their marriage, for conversion of all family members, for total healing of all family members that have mental health issues, and for this son-in-law who is dealing with a lot of addiction, gambling, alcohol, drugs, and now he's been delusional and just has gotten back to some work after 2.5 years of not working.
Wow, that's so hard.
So it's
Hang
a big
in
tough.
There. Yeah, no kidding. You know, God can do anything. I'm glad you got through, Patricia. I really am. I'll pray for your son-in-law especially. As a parent, I know you carry a special pain, you know, for your daughter there, but you know, I've seen addiction, especially gambling, healed, and I've seen heroin addiction. I've seen alcoholism liberated. So, yeah, I don't know God's time on all this. And so often, you know, it gets darker before the dawn. It's darkest before the dawn. So often, that individual as we pray for them. It seems like our prayers aren't working. Things seem to spiral out of control and get even worse. But God will bring good out of it. Just continue to persist in your faith and in your prayer and in your trust. Pray, pray, pray. And I know God will hear and answer this prayer. I've seen it. I prayed for that person who had heroin and they ended up in prison and the mother couldn't believe it. 6 years, you know, she thought, what the heck? You know, God's not hearing my prayers. I wondered at one point. But if it wasn't for a 6-year prison term for this person, they never would have found healing. When I visited them in jail, they said to me, look, you know, 1 year wouldn't have been enough. 3 years wouldn't have been enough. It was on the 4th year that God's grace prevailed. So, Lord, we put all of our intentions in your hands and in your merciful heart and in your timeline. We want everything now. I want my prayers answered instantly. But, Lord, I know that that's not always your divine will, nor is it your divine plan. So give us the patience, the trust, the fortitude to carry our cross, to persist in prayer. And let us see vividly, Lord, that you hear these prayers. You are at work and bring about great miracles, great testimonies to the power of prayer and your mercy as we pray. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, hang in there, Patricia. Jim is listening to us in Sauk Rapids, Minnesota. Jim, thanks for praying with us. Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon, and thank you for taking my call. Got a text from my son. He's in the emergency room with his wife, and she suffers from mast cell disorder plus some other things that kind of affect her heart, so they're kind of in a little bit of a crisis mode there, and I know they believe in the chaplet because they have a little one of those little pictures over their doors. You walk in the house from the garage. And
that's great.
So,
praise God.
So anyway, just want the family to out there to pray for her and the anxiety that's involved right now with what's going on.
I'm so grateful for your call. And you're so right, Jim, we're family, right? We might be separated geographically. We may not share the same genes, but you know what? We are spiritually united right now. And let's go to our spiritual family now, and we'll pray for one another, especially in these crisis situations, for your daughter-in-law. But I pray for anyone who is in the hospital now. I pray for the physicians and those attendees, those taking care of them. Pray for the family who suffers in their own way. Pray for anyone with coronary issues, heart issues. Continue to pray for the recovery of my buddy Jay. And I just give you Jim and their whole family. Lord, may your divine mercy prevail. May it bring great healing. May it bring great answer to these type of situations. And we give you our hearts as we turn to you once again with these impossible and very stress-filled, anxious situations. And we pray, Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right. Maggie, before we go to the next call, I guess, are you on Twitter today? Can you bring this up?
Or yeah. No, I've got them prepped already.
Sounds great. What's coming in?
Well, first, I just want to lift up Matt Beardsley. He still needs some prayers for his housing maneuvers. He's a little stressed right now and needs some help aligning the right opportunities. Brenda is asking for prayers for her husband and her marriage. She says, we just passed the 34-year mark and are struggling right now.
Oh, no.
Jesus, I trust in you. Chris wrote to us and said, please pray for Aunt Tiffy. She's in the final stages of cervical cancer. Thank you and God bless. Carol wrote to us and said, continued prayers for my friend Susie as she navigates chemotherapy. Maria asked for prayers for Auntie Gloria as she was admitted to the hospital for chest pains yesterday, landing at the airport. And Lizbeth wrote to us and said, please pray for my family's finances, my husband's job situation, and keep my children safe and healthy, and for all prayer warriors and all their needs. She said, I want to thank God for feeling better with my depression. Prayers have been answered.
Well, I want to pray for Susie and John Schaefer. You mentioned Susie there, so I certainly want to pray for this couple, too. Susie's battling cancer, and I've traveled with this couple in the past, and they feel like family, so we're praying for you and for your recovery, and I want to lift up all of these intentions Maggie has just brought forward, and I just bring them to the foot of your cross today. I ask the intercession of the Mother of Mercy, Our Lady, the Queen of Peace, Our Lady of Fatima, to really intercede. She stood beneath that cross, so take these intentions and intercede for us. We'll take Edward in Elk Grove, California as well in this third decade. Hi, Edward. Good afternoon.
Hey, Drew, how you doing? I'm lucky glad I was able to get on a couple months ago. I'm just asking for prayers to be a vocation to be a husband. I was dating this gal, Jenny, and things kind of fell apart. But I just hope it's of God's will. I see him this morning, and it feels like there's some fruit there. Just asking for prayers. That's it, Drew.
All right. Well, you got it, brother. We're here for you. Lord, I give you Edward. And what a beautiful prayer. It's the perfect way to pray. Lord, I want your will. All right, I want your will, not my will, but yours. That was the prayer in the garden. That was the Lord's own prayer. Lord, I pray for Edward and all those right now who are looking for that future spouse, who are trying to mend relationships, who are trying to discern vocations. And I just ask you bring the right woman into Edward's life. I pray for all those who are looking for very similar situations. And I give you all those who've written, all those who've called, all those who are on hold with me now. And we just empty our heart to you today. We thank you so much for your mercy. We thank you for the promises you've given to us through this chaplain. We thank you for the many, many answered prayers that continue to come in every single day to our spiritual family here. So with thanksgiving, with prayer, with faith, with trust, we pray, Eternal Father. We offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world,
for the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, Vicki is praying in Wichita, Kansas. Hey, Vicki, good afternoon.
Hi, thank you for taking my call, Drew. I'd like to pray for the conversion of my family and families throughout the whole world. I'd like to pray for a seminarian. His name is Caleb. And I would like to pray in thanksgiving to Mother Mary for all the babies that she has saved through her intercession.
Well, a beautiful prayer. All right, Vicki, let's pray. Let's lift that up. Pray for all of your personal needs too, Vicki, whatever they may be. I'm so grateful for your call and for listening to us. And she's praying for the conversion of hearts in her family and thanksgiving for all the abortions that have been saved. But I pray for all frontline workers, all those who are there dedicated day in and day out, trying to offer assistance, truth, and love to those pregnant mothers. And I pray for that mother right now who's contemplating taking the life of her child. And I just ask that she know that this is your gift. It's your blessing. That life has meaning and purpose. I pray for the mother who made the mistake of aborting her child or aborting a number of her children, that your mercy can reach deep into her heart, heal those wounds that she carries, and just let her know how much you love her, how deep your mercy is, how great her right is to your mercy. And Lord, I just pray again for the end of the culture of death. I pray for these intentions of our bishops today, for the overturning of Roe v. Wade, and that life can be upheld in this country, for the conversion of all those who advance the culture of death. We entrust them to you. And I pray for conversion, not just on this issue, but for our sons and daughters, for our spouses, for our parents, for those we love who are away from the faith, that they may know you, the true source of happiness. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, we'll go to Rancho Santa Margarita in California. Lily is praying with us there. Hi, Lily. Good afternoon.
Oh, Drew, hello. How are you?
Well.
I just wanted to call and thank you so much. You've been encouraging us to pray big, so that's what we've been doing. I'm calling to lift and my son up in prayer. His name is Joe. He suffered a cardiac arrest on Easter Sunday morning, and he had not been fully conscious since then. His birthday was May 7th, which was last Saturday. And during Pledge Week, we were hearing about Father Rocky carrying intentions for us. I called and made a pledge. My son called and made a pledge. And my son Joseph, who's in the hospital, he's been in ICU, woke up last Saturday morning that Father Rocky was making his walk, and it was also my son Joe's birthday.
I love that.
And
that's
since
such a
this
great...
week has... Yes, and this whole week he's progressing very well. He's awake, he's talking, and everything is going in a positive motion, and it's all thanks to the chaplet, praying the rosary, and it's just been, everything is happening in a very positive manner, and I truly believe it's because of our faith and our prayer.
Amen to that. Lily, keep praying. We'll keep praying for your son. I mean, it's such a beautiful testimony of the power of intercessory prayer, because that's what we all do, right? We're all praying for one another.
Yeah.
Father made that long journey
right.
with those on his backpack, and he was praying, and the Shrine of Our Lady of Good Help is such a powerful place. And yeah, I'm so grateful for your call. We're going to pray for you for the continued healing of your son. And again, you come in with this intention for, you know, cardiac problems, cardiac arrest. Today, Maggie pointed out to me today, she says, you know, we're having all these intentions for the heart, right? Do you have heart problems right now? Do you need an angioplasty or you have an arrhythmia? Are you suffering some sort of blockage? Do you know somebody who has a hardened heart, who's closed their heart to God and to his grace? Does your heart need healing? Do you need to be able to forgive because somebody has wounded you so deeply? Today, Lord, I give you the heart. I give you the heart. You know, today's the feast of Margaret Mary Alacoque. She was the great recipient of the Sacred Heart devotion. Right? And this devotion and that image of divine mercy, Lord, when he appeared to Faustina, these rays poured forth from where? That area of his heart that was pierced by the soldier's lance, the heart. Let's give the Lord the heart today. I ask for complete restoration and healing for all those today that are having any coronary cardiac issues, period. But I also give you those spiritual wounds, Lord, those deep wounds of the heart, those betrayals, those hardened hearts, those in need of conversion. And I give to you Patricia and Sarah and Paul and Edward and Peggy and Alicia and Peter and Marie and Nancy and Frank and everyone that's on hold. Ashley, I give you all of these intentions, all those who are united with me in prayer at this very moment. I ask you, hear those who are crying out to you in this very moment, all those who have written. I just ask that your grace flow, that prayers be answered, that miracles take place. And I want to pray for Marie in particular in Los Angeles. She's praying right now that she does not get evicted. And let me sneak her in. I was going to wrap up the chat, but here, let me sneak her in. This is an urgent prayer. We're going to pray for an urgent response. Marie, go right ahead. I only have a moment or two for you, but share your intention with our family.
Oh, Drew, thank you so much for taking my call. Thank you for all you do. Yes, yes, that I don't get evicted. It's kind of urgent. But also that my sweet sister-in-law, who cares for everybody else, gets cured from cancer, and my aunt, who was my godmother aunt, who was in a car accident. And then for all the people in the world who have no one to pray for them, please. Thank you so much.
You got it. I'm glad you got through. Lord, I pray for miracles. Every one of these intentions, I pray also that you somehow resolve that eviction situation. I know we can find ways out of situations that have no way out with prayer and fasting. So today, I intercede for Marie. And I just intercede for all who are now united with me. We turn to you now with confidence in our prayer. You know, the diary entry 420, I'll wrap it up on this point. He said, the Lord told St. Faustina, every soul believing and trusting in my mercy will obtain it. Every soul believing and trusting in my mercy will obtain it. I believe, Lord, I trust in your mercy. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless, and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, please look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us, so that in difficult moments we may not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Our Lady, Queen of Heaven,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Good Help,
pray for us.
Mother of Mercy,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Guadalupe,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Fatima,
pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful,
pray for us.
Saint Joseph,
pray for us.
Saint Faustina,
pray for us.
Saint Mary, Saint Margaret Mary Alacoque,
pray for us.
Saint John Paul II,
pray for us.
Saint Peregrine,
pray for us.
Saint Jose Maria Escriva,
pray for us.
Saint Patrick,
pray for us.
Blessed Michael Sopochko,
pray for us.
And all you angels and saints,
pray for us.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. There was such a beautiful prayer that we started the show with today. Margaret, Maggie had played it on the air. It was a prayer that was given by an angel in 1916 before the Fatima apparitions began. It's an important prayer. It came across my radar before Mass today. When I return, I'll get you plugged into this prayer. I think we need to pray it. All right? Stay with me.
Tweet us your prayer intention anytime on Twitter at Drew Mariani Show.
Catholic Order of Foresters is proud to sponsor the relevant radio studio line. For information about employment opportunities and flexible premium life insurance plans, visit relevantradio.com/Forester.
I hear from people, especially men, that they're really not into the rosary because they consider it something that only old ladies do in church or nuns do in a convent or that people do at funerals. There have been numerous men who have championed the rosary throughout the last 800 years. The rosary really does have an ability to help a man become a better man, a better husband, a better father. You're not just providing for the physical needs of your family, but also the spiritual needs. When children, for example, see their father being a man of prayer, it means something profound. So many popes, so many saints have talked about the importance of family prayer, but especially the family rosary. When spouses pray the rosary together, they're able to look each other in the eye because you're exposing yourself to your spouse. You're acknowledging that you're not perfect.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Today, just as a quick reminder, we are called to pray that rosary. Lead your family, gentlemen. You know, lead your families. Let's pray the rosary, especially for the intentions of the overturning of Dobbs and all the intentions our bishops have asked us to pray for. I posted them at our Twitter page. It's at Drew Mariani Show. And, of course, tonight, Father Rocky will lead the rosary at 7 p.m. Central. Really trying to advocate for that. I think it's such an important day to pray on this great anniversary of the apparitions of Our Lady of Fatima. You know, the story of Fatima, a lot of people think, began in 1917. It actually began in the spring of 1916. And I was at Mass today, and I heard part of a homily. It just so struck me. And then Maggie plays this piece of audio. It was the very prayer that this angel gave. And I thought, you know, I want to share this with you. I think it's important you hear this prayer. It's simple. And I hope you will pray it. I said to Maggie during the break, I said, it's amazing how the Holy Spirit sometimes works. This is nothing I had planned for today. Didn't intend to talk about this at all. A lot of other things to get into. But I'll give you a little background, and I'll share with you this prayer, and then maybe we can post this as well, because I think it should be prayed. You know, again, we think of Fatima 17, right? The spring of 1916, an angel comes, identifies himself as an angel of peace. And these three children, you know, they see this. I think Lucia was 9 at the time, and Francisco was 8, and Jacinta was 6. I mean, little kids. I mean, Jacinta's what, first grade? That's, you're 6 years old there? Imagine that, 6, 8, and 9. They're out in the field. They're tending their sheep, and it began to rain. So they ran to this cave to get shelter and to eat their lunch. And when the rain stopped, they came out to play a game. And all of a sudden, whoosh, the strong wind shook the treetops. And looking up, the kids saw this brilliant light, which then changed into the figure of what they said was just a dazzling young man dressed in white. And just like the angels in Scripture, and you'll see the parallel when these angels appear. They're so magnificent. They're so dazzling. They're so powerful, right? He said, his first words were, "Do not be afraid. I am the angel of peace. Pray with me." So knelt down. When they knelt down, the angel touched his forehead to the ground, and he asked the kids, he says, "Repeat this prayer 3 times. Now, this prayer is not written by human hand. This is a prayer heaven personally has delivered, gave to the children. And it's one that I think the Lord wanted me to communicate with you. I mean, we share every day, right? And this came across my radar. I feel very strongly about this. This is a prayer I think that the Lord will be very pleased in us praying. And here it is. It's a very simple prayer. This is the prayer that the angel of peace taught these children. And we need it in the world today with all this division, all this chaos, all this unrest, the hallmarks of the evil one. The angel knelt down, putting his forehead on the ground and prayed. He said, "My God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love you. I ask pardon for those who do not believe, do not adore, do not hope, and do not love you." Very simple prayer, right? Adore, hope, love, believe. That's the essence of this prayer. So again, I'll repeat it one more time, and we'll make it a prayer. "My God, I believe, I adore, I hope, I love you. I ask pardon for those who do not believe, do not adore, do not hope, and do not love you." You know, the children were so deeply moved by that apparition, you know, by this vision of the angel and his message. They said the presence of God it made itself felt so intensely that these are kids again, right? They didn't even speak to each other about it for some time. And then, of course, they decided not to tell anyone else about this event. Afterwards, they continued to repeat that prayer. And the action of the angel. I believe they'd get down and prostrate, touch their foreheads to the ground, and they'd pray what has now become known as the pardon prayer, right? The part where the angel came again. One final note, and I'll speak to an expert about this. In 1916, that was the spring. In the summer, kids are out playing again, right? And once again, they became enraptured. They became astonished, right? And they had another encounter. The angel appeared again. He said, what are you doing? What are you doing? He said to him, pray. Pray much. The hearts of Jesus and Mary have designs on you. Offer prayers and sacrifice constantly to the Most High. And Lucia said, Lucia, how do we do this? And here's the beauty of this is what I do. And I learned this from Fatima. And this is something I just want to invite you to do. The angel said, make everything you can a sacrifice and offer it to God as an act of reparation for the sins by which he is offended, right? And do it for the conversion of sinners. Our Lady of Fatima said, there's souls that go to hell, right? Because there's nobody to pray for them, right? Think about that. Maybe you have arthritis right now. Don't waste it. Offer it up to God. Make everything you can a sacrifice. Instead of having that second helping at dinner, one helping, make that sacrifice. That sounds small. It's a sacrifice. Let somebody in front of you in traffic today offer to God as an act of reparation for the sins by which he is offended. That migraine that you endure, right? Those temptations that you have. Rise above them. Offer everything you can, large and small, as a sacrifice offered as an act of reparation for the sins in which God is offended and in supplication for the conversion of sinners. It's powerful. And I really believe the Lord wanted you to hear this today. I really do. I really believe you want. The angel went on and just simply said, you will. He says, draw down peace upon your country. Don't we need that today? Offer it for our country. That's what our bishops are asking us to do. The bishops are saying, we need to pray and fast. You need to pray the rosary. You need to fast today. It's not too late. Maybe you haven't fasted. Give up dinner tonight. If you haven't prayed your rosary, pray your rosary today. Spend time with the Lord. Go before him in the Blessed Sacrament. Submit yourself to God. God hears and he honors these prayers. His heart is moved. God is love and mercy itself. And I'll tell you, these simple acts of sacrifice, these supplications, these prayers, they move the heart of God. I'm joined today by Barb Ernster. She is an expert on Fatima. She knows this intimately, far better than I do. She's the communication director for the World Apostle to Fatima and the Blue Army. I invited her today to join me. I didn't expect to talk about this, but I'm going to tap into her expertise anyway. Barb, good to have you with me. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Drew. Nice to be on again.
Yeah, it's such a delight to have you here. You know, I went to Mass today, and a priest was talking on that particular prayer, and I thought, well, today's May 13th. It's not, the spring of 1916, but I was so touched by that prayer. I think it's so important that we pray this. I think it's so important that we recognize and remember that small sacrifices, large sacrifices, they all make a difference. And it's something that the angel almost chastised the kids to do. They were out playing. They were ignoring this call to prayer. We need to make time for prayer. We need to embrace sacrifice. I'd love your thoughts. Take us back. I mean, this is a big part of the message of Fatima, isn't it?
Well, that prayer is very simple to remember. And it includes the theological gifts of faith, hope, and love. I mean, they're all in there. So we should be praying this prayer. And like you said, this was a prayer taught by heaven. And so it came possibly from St. Michael, the archangel himself. We can't verify that, but St. Michael is kind of accepted as the guardian angel of Portugal, and he did call himself the angel of Portugal. And he spoke with such authority. And that's the thing I always point out about the angel apparitions, that he was authoritative with those children, and they listened. And, when Our Lady appeared, they said she was always very serious looking. She wasn't smiling, but she was serious. She wasn't angry, but she had a serious look, because this is a serious message. And Lucia always said, the Fatima message calls us to take up an apostolate on behalf of our brothers and sisters for their salvation. And I also want to point out, John Paul II did so much to draw attention back on Fatima, and unfortunately it happened because he was almost assassinated. But he said that the reason Fatima is more relevant today than in 1917, he says because it is the truth, and it's a summons to the truth, a summons to the gospel itself. And for a number of years after that, he had been writing about the spiritual crises that was unfolding, especially in this country, where people no longer believed in objective, absolute truth. And he said this could delay the springtime and bring about a new era of barbarism if we didn't convert. Wow. That was back in 1998 when he said that. So, I mean, he had a He had his finger on the pulse of what was happening. We see it playing out in full force today in this country. So to get back to truth and taking seriously the simple message that came from heaven and really believing in the power of grace that we can bring down, the grace and mercy we can bring down by doing what Our Lady had asked.
She asked for a lot. A couple of things. I mean, one, reparation, right? Penance is a big part of the Fatima message. We even see in the third secret, right? The angel crying out in that third secret that was long coveted and unreleased, you know, with that flaming sword calling out for penance, penance, penance. Our nation's bishops today are asking us to do just that. And she also, in Fatima, especially gave us a solution to the problems in the world. She talked about how the rosary itself could end wars. I mean, that's an incredible promise, that the rosary can end wars. I'm going to take a short pause here. When we come back, let's pick it up on those points, Barbara, okay? Today is a day to pray the rosary. It's a day to embrace penance and sacrifice and fasting. It's a day that I really think we can begin anew. You know, John Paul II once said that the future doesn't begin tomorrow. It begins today. Let's begin today. I'll be back with more. Stay with me.
Catholic Order of Foresters is proud to sponsor the Relevant Radio studio line. For information about employment opportunities and flexible premium life insurance plans, visit relevantradio.com/Forester.
Oh my Jesus, forgive us our sins. Save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. Amen.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
That's great to have you with me today. If you're just joining me, talking with Barb Ernster from the World Apostolate of Fatima, getting it plugged into some of the aspects of what is, I think, such a powerful devotion, one of the greatest apparitions in the past 500 years. You know, you think about Guadalupe and the mass conversions, you see what happened in 1917. And of course, there have been many reported apparitions, but Fatima is a message that's so relevant today. We can learn so much from what Our Lady has revealed and apply it to our own time, including the rosary. She says that is a prayer to avert, you know, to end war, to avert wars, the need for prayer and reparation. And one other aspect here too, and if I have time, I'd like to get into it, is the Immaculate Heart of Our Lady. She said, in the end, it will triumph. But we also have to do this first Saturday devotion. And coming up in a few minutes, Father Rocky will be joining. We'll talk about the rosary. He prays it every night at 7 p.m. I invite you to join him tonight on this great day. But Barb, let's pick it up on these points if we can. I don't know how much time we have for everything. But let's first, before we talk rosary, let's talk about the Immaculate Heart of Mary. In the end, look, we know how the story ends. You know, the evil one's head is crushed. The Immaculate Heart triumphs, right? There will be an era of peace. Let's speak about the offenses against the Immaculate Heart and what we are called to do, and take it from there.
Well, I think it's important to point out that Our Lady said twice to the children that God wishes to establish in the world devotion to my Immaculate Heart. And, you know, and then she lays out what this devotion is. You explained the offering of your sacrifices every day so eloquently. That's exactly what we're supposed to do for penance, take on additional penances. I mean, they don't have to be that difficult, but we have to get into a habit of doing it. And then the rosary every day. And then, you know, she asked for, well, it was God who wanted the first five Saturdays. You know, Lucia had gone to Jesus in prayer and said, why five? And he said, because there are five offenses against the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And these are offenses against his own masterpiece of grace. I mean, he is the creator of Mary, and he created her for a role. And so the offenses are against her Immaculate Conception, against her perpetual virginity, against her people who don't believe she's the mother of God or the mother of mankind, for those who keep children away from her and incite them to hate her, and, of course, for those who desecrate her in her sacred images. And we see that happening a lot at these Black Masses. Not only the Eucharist is always desecrated, but an image of Our Lady. So it's satanic attacks against the two, Jesus and Mary, the hearts of Jesus and Mary. And so we are called to make penance for that. And I, I feel as if the Fatima message, it's getting a little more urgent as far as I'm concerned, because Our Lady had said, she said, if my requests are heeded, there will be peace. If not, we will see wars, persecutions of the church, famine. The Holy Father will have much to suffer, and even warned of various nations being annihilated. But what's going on in our world today is not just the threat of nuclear war, but the annihilation of our own souls. And when the Pope spoke of this as being a summons to the truth, I feel that all of us Catholics have to look at, when we're going up to communion, when we're at Mass, we're saying the Creed, are we accepting the Church's teachings? Are we believing that as the body and blood of Jesus Christ? Because I feel as if Mary, under her Immaculate Heart, is forming us to be a holy army that's going to fight with her in this battle. And we have to believe that she's going to provide the grace, Jesus is going to provide the mercy, and we're going to win. But we have to get our armor on, and we have to be people of grace, in grace, living in grace.
Amen to that. I could not agree more. Our nation's bishops have asked us to pray for five particular intentions. I've been talking about that throughout the day and really the past several days. I just think it's so important that we respond to that, that we say yes, that we offer that sacrifice, we do that fasting, we offer some penance, but in particular we pray. And the rosary is one of these prayers that has been given, and across the centuries, I mean, we have seen unbelievable fruit come from it. Our Lady, when she gave it to the kids, that was the prayer she asked them to pray. I know they used to go out, the mother wanted them to pray, and they would just say, Hail Mary, Hail Mary, Hail Mary, and the Virgin Mary really encouraged them to pray it properly, which they ended up doing. And she made a lot of promises associated with it, with the rosary. Can you speak to a little bit about why this prayer seems to be so anointed and why the fruit of it has just been so abundant?
Well, I want to point out, too, that at Fatima, she told Jacinta, war is a punishment for sin. But on the other side, she says, pray the rosary every day, especially for peace. So, she's giving us the answer right there. Here's our punishment for our sin, but here's the answer to pray for peace, and it's going to bring about conversion. But, Our Lady's trying to draw us into her Immaculate Heart, to have a relationship with her, because from her heart, the graces are distributed, and the more we are, snuggled up to her, to our mother, and offering our gifts of love to her, whether it's through the rosary, the first Saturdays. And what is she doing? She's showing us the treasures of her heart, which is Jesus himself, the life of Christ. And so we're kind of living almost mystically through meditations on the rosary. We're kind of living with that one foot in heaven almost. And so your mind is always on Jesus and Mary when you're praying these. And she wants us to draw from the graces that are in her heart. She wants us to ask for those graces. So usually when I'm doing my first Saturday devotion, I ask for a grace that I know that I need. Because, when you're going to confession every month, you're starting to peel back the onions, and then you start to see your character defects that are always kind of a problem. And so you start to really keep digging deep, and then you ask for the grace to overcome something, and she'll give it to you. But you're also doing this for the grace to be obtained for others who have no one to pray for them, and for maybe children. I ask specific graces for my children, but I also give that first Saturday devotion or that rosary over to her, so that the grace can flow to others. So you're taking up this apostle on behalf of your brothers and sisters. She said in the August apparition, many people go to hell because they have no one to pray for them. I mean, how many young people out there coming from broken families or families that have no God in them, no practice of religion, they don't really have any knowledge of any of this stuff, and they have no one to pray for them. They might be ending up in prison. They might be ending up committing suicide. They might be ending up in these terrible situations where they're trapped in horrible life situations. We can be praying for them so that they can receive grace and find our Lord and our Lady as well in their hearts. So this is a great gift that we give to the Lord. We have to look at it as he's asking us to return the many graces we have received and then return that with our thanksgiving and give back to the Lord so that others can benefit as well.
And this is also a very hopeful message, isn't it? I mean, we live in a very dark time, but as evil rises, I think grace abounds all the more. In the end, the Immaculate Heart will ultimately triumph. And I think we need to remember that. Our prayer, our fasting, our sacrifices make a difference. And things get changed. Barbara, I only have a minute left, so I just want to get people connected to you as well. If people want to learn more about Fatima, and I think it's important that they do, what's the best way to connect? Where can they find that information?
Well, our website is bluearmy.com, and we're celebrating our 75th anniversary. We've been around since 1946, spreading this message worldwide. And, you know, I just invite people to come and get to know us and join the organization, because then you're spiritually adopting these requests that Our Lady asks, and you're kind of making a commitment. So I would invite people to go to bluearmy.com and learn more about Fatima.
That sounds great. Barb, thank you for making time for us. It is always good to have you here. I'll be praying for you a little bit later, too, and I pray my rosary with my wife as well. So, and I'll pray for your kids. Do me a favor. Pray for mine, okay? I know your prayers are very powerful. Thanks, Barb. We'll catch up.
Thank you, Drew.
That's Barb Ernster. I really appreciate her. She's one of the foremost experts on Fatima. And what a special day. The anniversary of May 13th. I didn't get a chance to talk to her about John Paul II, his connection to it. He was shot on this day. But when we come back, Father Rocky will join us. He leads the Rosary Across America every evening at 7 p.m. And we'll tap into his expertise. I'll share a little bit with you about the power of the rosary, too. I mean, there are some military events that took place that really defy logical explanation. I only have one answer, and it's the power of prayer, the power of the rosary. When we come back, I'll get you plugged into that. We'll talk to Father Rocky and more. Stay with me.